Hi, my name is Katrina Cade, and I am the math facilitator at Winterfield Elementary. Last year, our students struggled with number sense. There was a lack of understanding of place value and how the base 10 system works. Math instruction was mostly based on procedures. Our students could decompose numbers to perform specific computations. However, they truly didn't understand how to manipulate numbers. We lacked true fluency in mathematics. This lack of understanding showed up in our data. So I knew we needed to make some changes to develop better number sense. We couldn't spend another school year without helping our students develop these much needed math skills. I started researching strategies that would help with this. I went directly to my new favorite research tool for teaching ideas, Twitter. Twitter provides me with the opportunity to customize my own learning, my own version of personalized learning. After all of my research, I knew what needed to be done. We needed to start doing number talks. Number talks require students to solve problems mentally and then explain their thinking. Students are encouraged to use multiple strategies, use mathematical vocabulary, and are given the opportunity for academic discourse. A number talk is a strategy to increase math fluency by building flexibility, accuracy, and efficiency in mathematical thinking through the articulation of and sharing of mental math strategies. Number talks offer multiple entry points. Students of all ability levels are able to access the different problems posed. There may be a student who is still counting on their fingers, while others are able to decompose numbers or use friendly numbers to add and subtract. Number talks focus more on the strategy or path that is taken to get to the solution rather than the actual correct answer. Students are encouraged to be creative thinkers and develop their own path to the solution. All strategies are valued. During a number talk, students are given a problem to compute mentally. Once students have an answer, they are encouraged to continue to think of other strategies to solve the problem. This means that students are engaged through the entire process. Students then share their solutions and strategies. As students share, teachers write their strategies down to provide a visual model of their thinking. They are also there to pose questions to clarify and facilitate the discussion. During this time, students are able to explain step by step how they solve their problem using proper math vocabulary. You may hear a student saying, "I decomposed the numbers and I added the tens, then I added the ones, finally I added the two partial sums together to get my answer." Success! We were getting somewhere. Teachers and students were engaged daily in academic conversations and discourse using mathematical conversations. Students were developing a stronger sense of the base 10 system, and we were starting to see the transfer of strategies to other parts of the math block. Students are currently also using what they learned with whole numbers to work with, using that work with the work that they are doing with fractions now. Now, things really weren't that easy. Many things had to be put into place prior to this success. Teachers had to build a strong sense of classroom community. Teachers had to feel safe to share their thoughts and be open to getting the answers wrong. Building this community took time, and daily morning meetings helped us with this. In order for number talks to be successful, students must embody several of the PL learner profiles. They must be flexible and adaptable, academic risk takers, and creative and critical thinkers. First, they must be flexible and adaptable. They are encouraged to think flexibly about numbers and understand that the process or strategy is more important than achieving the correct answer. They develop the understanding that there are a range of pathways to get to the same solution, and those different pathways are celebrated. They must also be academic risk takers. They must be willing to risk getting an answer wrong when they share out to the class. They are also taking risks daily when they are trying new strategies. Finally, our students have become creative thinkers. I have witnessed some of the most creative mathematical thinking this year while students were engaged in number talks. The creative ways they have learned to manipulate numbers has been amazing. I love watching them stretch their thinking in new and interesting ways. Thus far, I am extremely pleased with how implementing number talks has positively impacted learning in my building. I invite anyone who is interested in learning more about them to come and observe our students and teachers during a number talk. Our doors are always open for visitors. Thank you.